on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. Welcome again to another edition of the International Happy Station Show. And to begin our second year of the revived version, we also have a new theme song that we will keep going for the year. I hope you enjoy that one. And special thanks, by the way, to Colin Newell, who is sort of like, how would I call him? My Ed McMahon, but a lot thinner and a lot better looking. Keith Perrone here with you all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And coming up on today's show in a little bit, we're going to be joined by the king. That's right. Who is the king? Well, stay tuned. It is not Elvis Presley, but another king who's going to bring us Mackenzie's Book of Records. That's right. Mackenzie's Book of Records coming up in a little bit on the show. But I thought we'd kick off today with the phenomenal Rosemary Clooney and Happiness is a Thing Called Joe here on the International Happy Station.
Like happiness is just a thing called Joe. He's got a smile that makes the lilac want to grow. He's got a way that makes the angels heave a sigh. When they know little Joe's passing by, sometimes the cabin's gloomy and the table's then he'll kiss me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But then he'll kiss me, and it's Christmas everywhere. Troubles fly away, and life is easy go. Does he love me good? That's all I need to know. Seems like happiness is just a thing called joy. Little Joe, little Joe.
The wonderful Rosemary Clooney and Happiness is a Thing Called Joe, beginning this edition of the International Happy Station. You know, last weekend was very odd here in Taipei. I don't know if any of you saw the news, but northern China was hit with a sandstorm. And if you don't know what a sandstorm is, it's when desert sand from the Gobi Desert blows, literally blows, just across Beijing. And when I was living in Beijing, I remember one time in particular, probably the worst sandstorm that I've ever seen in my life, in 2003. And it was rather funny because I woke up in the morning and I had a very early appointment. So I got on my motorcycle, went to the place that I had the appointment. I was probably there for about 1 hour. And we were in a room that had no window, so I really couldn't see what was going on outside. Now, just before I showed up, it was sunny. It was sunny, beautiful day. When I left, however, I got out of the elevator and I went, something is odd. It was dark, but not a regular kind of dark, but more an orangish gray color. And all the streetlights had turned on and the sky was orange. I mean, you can probably see at best maybe about a half a kilometer in front of you. But the sand was everywhere, and I was thinking, oh man, I'm on my motorcycle. This is going to be a lot of fun to drive to CRI in. So I got on my motorbike and I went to work, and my arms, my hands, my face was almost like, you know when they sandblast a building. Right? That's what it sort of felt like. It was very disgusting. But anyway, this past weekend, there was a sandstorm that hit Beijing. And when I was looking at the pictures, again, Beijing skies were orange. And because of the weather fronts that we've had recently here in Taipei with some very strong winds, that sand that, came from the Gobi Desert that flooded Beijing made its way to Taiwan. And it was very unusual because on Saturday afternoon, I spent the day cleaning my apartment, vacuumed, dusted off furniture, etc., etc. And then Saturday night and Sunday morning when I woke up, it was almost like I hadn't done it. There was like this fine film of this gray dust everywhere. It was very blech. It was very disgusting. Yeah. So if you haven't experienced a sandstorm, the only thing I can say is I hope you never have to. It is very unpleasant, especially the feeling in your teeth. It's very blech. Anyway, thank you for joining us on the show. Our website, by the way, is www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And our poll running this month is the following question. Who is your favorite international public broadcaster for entertainment and news? Once again, who is your favorite international public broadcaster for entertainment and news? The choices are number one, BBC World Service, number two, Radio Australia, number three, Deutsche Welle, number four, Radio Netherlands, number five, Radio Canada International, number six, The Voice of America, number seven, Radio France International, Number 8, NHK World. Number 9, Voice of Russia World Service. And number 10, Radio Havana, Cuba. And we'll be announcing the results next month. If I look at the results right now, the first place, actually, is Radio Netherlands is leading, followed by the BBC World Service. But if you want to find out all the details, just go to our website. And also, while you're at our website, do check out PCJ Radio, our online stream, which has some wonderful shows, and I'll tell you about those a little later on in the program. Next week on Happy Station, I will be honored to be joined on the show with George Wood. Now, who is George Wood? Well, George Wood has worked at Radio Sweden for over 30 years, and for much of that time, he hosted a show called Sweden Calling DXers. Now, as you may or may not know, Radio Sweden has decided to abandon shortwave to distribute their programs using new technology. So George Wood will be here next week. We're going to talk about his career at Radio Sweden and the decision to discontinue shortwave, which will be in October of this year. Now, staying in Sweden, our next piece of music happens to be from Sweden. Here's ABBA and Under Attack on the International Happy Station.
Under attack.
ABBA and Under Attack here on the International Happy Station. If you go check out our website, by the way, at pcjmedia.com, you can also listen to PCJ Radio. We have some wonderful shows right now on the schedule. Of course, the Happy Station is part of it. We also have the Stuff File program, which is in the second hour with Peter Anthony Holder, looking at people doing things to chickens. Well, get your mind out of the gutter. It's not that. But tune into the show to find out what all that's about. That, of course, is followed by Network Europe Week from Radio Netherlands Worldwide, Arts on the Air from Radio Deutsche Welle, and then Bob Zanotti with Switzerland in Sound, and a great, rocking show from South Africa from our studios in Cape Town, Finally Friday with Neil Hendrickse, and we end off the rotation with Nash Hollis with the one and only Paulette Macquarie. And we do have some other programs that'll be coming on the live stream very soon, so check it out at www.pcjmedia.com. I'm wondering if I should get to this now or get to this later. It was an announcement that I was going to make. No, I will think I will leave it to later. In the control room is Kevin Lee, our technician, and our production assistant, Johan Backer. And Johan will be heading off to the Netherlands in about 1 month's time, where he'll be spending part of spring and part of summer before he comes back to Taiwan. He's currently studying Chinese. That's Johan, that is. Kevin speaks Chinese fluently. Well, he is. He's Taiwanese. But Johan is studying Chinese at Taiwan National... Was it Taiwan Normal University? Not National University. Taiwan Normal University. Right, that's it. Okay. Time for more music. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the one and only King David Mackenzie for another installment of Mackenzie's Book of Records. But first, speaking of a record, here's a wonderful one for you right now, Al Keola and his wonderful guitar with a track called, well, perfectly enough, Big Guitar, here on the International Happy Station. Alcaola and Big Guitar here on the International Happy Station. If it sounds like I have a bit of a cold, well, it's not really a cold, but it's the time of year when the flowers and trees start blooming here in Taiwan, and it's just a very bad case of allergies, and I was taking some medicine a few days ago, and I had to go to a dinner party. And I think I was at the dinner party for maybe an hour, and I start, oh, I want to go to bed. I am so tired. Medicine was making me so sleepy. I felt so embarrassed. I was falling asleep on my guests, and I had to assure them that it wasn't their dinner party, but it in fact was the medicine that I was taking. Right now, I have a nice cup of lemon tea, which I will have a little sip of. Smooth. Well, there's also something else in it, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. But it's making me feel very good, and it's making me move through today's show. A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our first year anniversary of the revived Happy Station after it was off the air for nearly 15 years. And we had a large number of messages that people sent in via our website, pcjmedia.com, some emails. And I want to read a few of them right here. We have one that came in from Dennis Sanbria, who lives in Honduras. And he said, congratulations on your first year anniversary. Gary in the United Kingdom. A regular listener of ours by the name of, Mark Savage. And he says, congratulations on the first anniversary of the Revive show. You may remember Mark was on the show not too long ago. And he did suggest something, because I do send out notices about what's coming up on the show. And I made the mistake of not blind carbon copying people, but just carbon copying people, so everybody else got everybody else's email, which was a mistake on my part. So sorry about that, Mark. I won't do that again. And another one here. Oh, this is from a regular listener of ours, Brainy, as he is called. Well, that is not his real name, but who is Brainy, you may ask? No, it's not Pinky and the Brain. No. It's another guy. And if you know who it is, let me know. Well, no, he actually lives in Tennessee. His name is Noble West, saying, still looking forward to the birthday celebration for the 1 year, and glad you brought Happy Station back on PCJ. Well, thanks a lot, Brainy, Noble, that is, for sending that along. And by the way, we also have a Facebook page if you want to be a member of the fan page for Happy Station. Just do a search in Facebook for PCJ Media Happy Station Show. Find us, join the group, and that's all you need to do. And do add me as one of your friends. Lately, there's been a very very interesting debate going on my Facebook page about shortwave and the direction that it is going. So if you want to find out what that's about, add me as one of your friends at PCJ Media, Happy Station Show, and, you know, come in and join the fun. All right. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. Well, it's now time to bring you another monthly installment of King David Mackenzie's, Mackenzie's Book of Records. And what does he have for us this month? Well, let's cut to Tucson, Arizona to find out.
Well, thank you, Keith, and greetings to all from Tucson. This month we'll be looking into what can be argued are two extremely early examples of what we know today as rap. First, as we open Mackenzie's Book of World Records, we hear a 1963 single from a man for whom the word rap has more than one meaning. Here is Muhammad Ali, in the days when he still used the name Cassius Clay, and an example of modern American epic poetry.
I am the greatest! This is the legend of Cassius Clay, the most beautiful fighter in the world today. He talks a great deal. Didi. Of a muscular punch that's incredible and speedy. This brash young boxer is something to see, and the heavyweight championship is his destiny. He is the greatest. This kid fights great. He's got speed and endurance. But if you sign to fight him, increase your insurance. You once, you're asleep for the night. And as you lie on the floor, while the ref counts 10, you pray that you won't have to fight me again. The fistic world was dull and weary. With a champ like Liston, things had to be dreary. Then someone with color, someone with dash, brought fight fans a-running with cash. Cassius Clay. Just what I want, a heavyweight crown. Because I am great, I am the greatest.
Muhammad Ali, back in the days when he was still known as Cassius Clay, or as some British newspapers of the time called him, Gaseous Cassius. And his hit single of 1963, I Am the Greatest. The roots of our other performer this month go back even further, decades before Muhammad Ali was even born. Dewey Markham was born in Durham, North Carolina in April 1904. In the 1920s, he joined the vaudeville show of the Empress of the Blues, the legendary Bessie Smith, and also toured for a while with another legendary blues singer, Ma Rainey. Although a talented singer and dancer himself, Markham became a star in his own right in African-American vaudeville with a comedy routine in which he called himself Sweet Papa Pigmeat. In the 1950s, he was one of the first African-American performers to appear regularly on network television, thanks to Ed Sullivan, on whose Sunday night CBS variety show Markham was a frequent guest. But his biggest fame came in 1968, when he was 64 years old, and it wasn't sparked by his own performance, but one by an old friend of his from the vaudeville days, Sammy Davis Jr. When asked by producer George Schlatter to appear on the new hit NBC TV show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, one of the pieces Sammy did was an updating of Pigmeat Markham's vaudeville routine, Here Comes the Judge, a broadly played courtroom farce. The item was an immediate hit, but Davis, due to his commitments to Las Vegas, Reprise Records, and all manner of different firms, wouldn't be able to return to the show for several months. Davis then suggested to Schlatter, why not bring the original judge, Pigmeat Markham, out to Hollywood and have him do it on the show? And that's exactly what Schlatter did, giving Markham a year's employment on Laugh-In. As it turned out, before leaving for Hollywood, Markham cut a record for the Chess label based on the routine, and thanks in part to Davis's TV appearance, that record cracked the top 20 on Billboard magazine's Hot 100 singles chart in July 1968. This is what it sounded like.
Yeah, he, this court is now in session. His Honor, Judge Pigmeat Markham presiding. Yeah, he, the cone of swing is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears, I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. Fall in line with this court is neat. Peace, brother.
Love, here comes the judge. Here comes the judge. Everybody know that he is the judge.
Everybody, near and far, I'm going to pass.
to me, because I am the judge and you can plainly see. I want a big round table when I get there. I won't sit down to one to square. I'm gonna lay down the law, they better not budge. I bust some head because I am the judge.
He is the judge, he is the judge. Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Who's there?
Eyes.
Eyes who?
Eyes your next door neighbor. Courtroom.
Judge, your honorship high, sir. Did I hear you say order in the court?
Yes, I said order.
Well, I'll take two cans of beer, please.
I had a chat with Ho Chi Minh. Sip rice wine and chase him with gin. Won't take long unless I miss my guess. I have you out of this doggone mess. Step right down with Rockin' Nicks. Teach them both some of pig meat tricks.
Judge, you're on a pig meat, sir. Don't you remember me?
No, who are you, boy?
Well, I'm the fella that introduced you to your wife.
To my wife?
Yeah.
Life, you son of a gun, you. Come November election time. You vote your way and I vote mine. Case is a tie and the money gets spent. Vote for pig meat, mark the president. I am the judge, I am the judge. Everybody knows that I am the judge. I am the judge, I am the judge.
Everybody knows that he is the judge.
Now, everybody know I am the judge.
Pig Meat Markham, wrapping up a storm in 1968 with Here Comes the Judge. From the studios of KXCI in Tucson, Arizona, at kxci.org, please do check that website out. I'm King David McKenzie, thanking you for spending these moments with me looking through McKenzie's Book of World Records. Now it's back to Keith in Taipei. Keith?
Well, thank you very much, King, for this month's installment of King's Book of Records here on the International Happy Station. And I'm sure that King David McKenzie would love to hear from you. You can contact us via the PCJ Media website or send us an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Bob Zanotti. Do you miss Swiss Radio International? If so, I invite you to visit my website, SwitzerlandInSound.com. Colorful and informative radio features about Switzerland, its destinations, interesting people, politics, culture, and even the two Bobs, SwitzerlandInSound.com, where English language radio from Switzerland lives on.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXC produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXC Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdene Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG4, 7SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
All right, time for a little bit more music. We're going to take a listen to a singer. She's originally from Norway, but she had a rather big recording career in Germany. Her name is Wenche Meira. The song is called Einmal Eins, or as it's otherwise known in English, Love Is Me, Love Is You, here on the International Happy Station.
Nur zu mir. Ja, mich Wuchs, das kannst du mich leiden, sagte ich schon lange ja.
Einmal eins, Love Is Me, Love Is You, performed in German by a Norwegian singer by the name of Inke Meira here on the International Happy Station, and she was accompanied there by James Last and his orchestra from an album that she released in the mid-1960s. Now, at the beginning of today's show, I told you about the sad news that Swedish radio has decided to cut shortwave for Radio Sweden. And George Wood will be joining us on the show next week to talk about his career and also about those cuts, which will take place in October this year. I do have the sad job of informing you now that this program that you're listening to is the very last edition of Happy Station that will air on shortwave to Latin America, the Caribbean, and North America. As you know, we're on the air at 1 and 1600 UTC. The reasons for cutting it, which I think I should explain. Now, first off, I do strongly believe in shortwave as a broadcast medium. In many parts of the world, for example, in Africa, many parts of Asia, and many parts of Latin America, shortwave is still widely used for even domestic broadcasting. But as we all know, in the last 20 years, we've seen a major shift going from people that would traditionally listen on shortwave to listen to radio via new means, one of the most popular being internet radio and live streaming. Now, we've all seen some major international broadcasters drop broadcast to North America. They are, of course, BBC World Service, Radio France International, Deutsche Welle, and Radio Netherlands. But these stations do continue today to broadcast on shortwave to less developed areas of the world. Now, the reasons for discontinuing Happy Station on shortwave are very simple. The podcasts that we have more downloads. I should say the response from our podcasts and the live streaming that we have had a much bigger audience than the response that we've had for those that listen on shortwave. Now, I know this will sadden a lot of people, and trust me, the decision was not an easy one to make. It has taken me some time to even about 3-4 months to consider even dropping shortwave. But don't forget, we've all seen radio habits changed. People don't listen to radio the same way as they did 15 or 20 years ago. People now do, you know, for the most part, in many parts of the world, listen to either radio being streamed online or download programs later that after they've been broadcast and listen to them at a later time. But I do want to stress right now, if there are any listeners that are listening to this via shortwave, if there is a substantial response from the audience, we will continue with shortwave. Now, some people that are listening to the show on the internet, something that you had not known, but I had done this a number of times in the past few months, was to announce on the editions of Happy Station that air on shortwave the possibility of cutting shortwave March 25th and asking people to write in to show their support. The support, of course, is very important to me because it was one of my deciding factors whether or not to keep the show on shortwave. Now, some of you are saying, wait, I didn't hear this on the podcast versions of the broadcasts for Latin America and North America. And the simple reason was I only wanted that message to go out on shortwave. It was not available for internet streaming. I'm sad to say the response has been, well, zero. When I decided just a few weeks ago, to discontinue with shortwave, it was, like I said, a very difficult decision to make. But again, I make this appeal. And this show, by the way, you're listening to right now, you are hearing this message. If you would like Happy Station to continue on shortwave, and not just as a podcast, internet stream, or a show that airs on partner stations in many different countries, do let me know. And if there is a big enough response of people saying, I wish you would continue on a shortwave, then we will do so. But the message, like I said, that I added in some other shows has gone out a few times, and sadly, nobody has written in. But the positive news for those who are listening to the podcast and are listening to the show on the partner stations, the show will continue. The response that we've had from our partner stations, listeners in those areas, has been quite overwhelming. And our podcasts, for downloads, that is, and the online streaming that we started a few weeks ago for PCJ Radio has just been growing and growing. But for our shortwave transmissions, this has been dropping dramatically. So, if you wish to make your thoughts known, go to the PCJ Media website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Click on Email Keith and send me your thoughts. And if there is enough support to continue this show on shortwave, I will do so. But the good news, of course, is that the show will continue via the new medium of internet and internet radio. And very shortly, by the way, on the PCJ Media website, we will be having an internet radio that we'll be giving away as a special prize. And we're also going to have a few different ones for sale. All right. Anyway, that is a little bit of sad news, but also a little bit of good news because we are moving forward and we're using the best of new technology that we can use. Okay, time to make another announcement. I'm very happy to announce that my special guest on an upcoming edition of Happy Station is going to be German singer Tom Gabel. And a few years ago, he won an award in Germany as the best new jazz newcomer. And he sings everything from soul, pop, rock and roll, some popular standards, and some great American classics. And a very young guy. I feel sort of old, you know, when talking to him. But a very young guy, very talented singer, and his voice is extraordinary. Let's take a little listen to him right now, singing in German from a TV show that he did, 2 years ago. It's a very strange song. The song is called La 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 Yes, that's the title. It is from a live performance that he did on a German TV show called Danke Rudi, here on the International Happy Station.
Die Lucky Kids, ja, mit unserem Orchester Tom Gell und vor allen Dingen mit Tom Gell als Sänger. Und die singen einen Riesenhit von Rudi, und zwar La La La.
Plötzlich fing es an, niemand weiß wieso und wann, doch man hört es mehr und mehr, und der Text ist gar nicht schwer, nein. Es singt der Maurer, wenn er schippt und einen kippt. Und wenn sie tippt, die Sekretärin, la la la. Es singt die Hausfrau unbeschwert hinter dem Herd. Und auch der Zahnarzt, wenn er bohrt, singt la la la. Es singt der Hausfreund, Gott sei Dank, versteckt im Schrank. Und auf der Bank singt der Kassierer, la la la. Es singt das Baby auf dem Topf, schon aus dem Kopf, und auf St. Pauli die Mädchen, la la la.
Das habt ihr klasse gemacht. Vielen Dank. Die Lucky Kids. Dankeschön. Und Tom Gable.
Hallo.
Hello, Tom.
Tom Gable and La La La. And Tom Gable will be my special guest here on the International Happy Station very soon. So stay tuned to find out when he will join us. Next week on the show, just to remind you again, my special guest will be George Wood from Radio Sweden in Stockholm. We're going to be talking about his life in Sweden, how he went to Sweden, and his work at Radio Sweden, and Sweden Calling DXers, and many, many other things. So tune into the International Happy Station next week for my special guest, George Wood of Radio Sweden. And once again, our website is www.pcjmedia.com. We have a poll going. We'll announce the results next month. The question is very simple. Who is your favorite international public broadcaster for entertainment and news? You have 10 choices. They're the BBC World Service, Radio Australia, Deutsche Welle, Radio Netherlands Worldwide, Radio Canada International, The Voice of America, Radio France International, NHK Radio Japan, Voice of Russia World Service, and Radio Havana Cuba. So go and cast your vote. And we'll be announcing the results on next week's show. And by the way, if you want to listen to the other PCJ shows that are part of the PCJ radio stream, on the homepage you'll see a section called Show Pages. Click on that. You can listen to all the shows. Or you can listen to the live stream, and you'll see a link on the home page. And if you want to listen to all past editions of Happy Station, just click on Archives and you will find all the information. Anyway, once again, I want to mention that this program that you're listening to right now is the final edition of Happy Station that will air on shortwave. But if you do want to make your thoughts known, and if we have a big enough response, we will continue with it. Just go to pcjmedia.com, click on Email Keith, and I will let you know. And hopefully, where there is enough response, that we can actually continue with the show on shortwave on 9,955 kilohertz in 31-meter band from WRMI in Miami, USA. All right, that's it. That's all. I'm going to leave you right now. So, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent, all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
Hi, this is Ian McFarland. If you're an SWL and feel nostalgic for the good old days of shortwave, you'll be interested in three sets of CDs that Colin Newell and I have produced. The first gives you 100 ident and interval signals from stations around the world. Then there's the foreign language recognition course that will help you identify the myriad languages that you can hear on shortwave. And the newest CD set, a look at the past 20 years in shortwave broadcasting with some of my broadcasting colleagues. And a look into the future. The proceeds from the sale of these CDs are in aid of a charity, a food bank for the less fortunate in my city of Duncan, British Columbia, in Canada. Learn more about these CDs on the dxr.ca internet website. That's dxr.ca. Good listening, everyone.